Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Grew up in Denver, Colorado my whole life. At the time, my parents had just bought me an iPhone for my birthday. I was of course excited to finally have my own phone. They bought it for me so that I could communicate with friends and family. I would also use it to listen to music while I walked to and from school. I usually walked every day, as the school was only a few minutes away from our house. Everything was great until one day I was walking home from school.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Messing around with my iPhone and listening to music when, out of nowhere, two masked and hooded men jumped out at me. Before I could do anything, they charged at me and wrestled me to the ground. Then one of them held me down while the other tried to pry the phone out of my hands. I screamed for help, but there was no one around. I kept wailing for help as the two men got my phone and both ran away to a nearby getaway car. The next thing I knew, they were driving away with my phone. I was incredibly shaken up and immediately ran home to tell my parents. They called the police and made a report, but the police told them that there wasn't much they could do. There was sadly no surveillance footage in the area, and I couldn't give a very good description of the men since they were masked and hooded. I was completely devastated that I had lost my new iPhone. It didn't help that my parents were kind of hard on me. They didn't even buy me a new phone because they were afraid that I would get robbed again. I was pretty depressed about it. I felt like an outcast at school since everyone else had phones and they were always texting each other. A few days later, I told my two friends what had happened. They couldn't believe the situation either. That's when one of them suggested that we use the Find My iPhone feature to track the phone down. I was kind of skeptical and didn't think that we'd actually be able to find it, but I figured it was worth a shot. So, my friend pulled up the information on another device, and to my surprise, he was actually able to track down the phone. I couldn't believe it. It wasn't even far away either. The three of us walked to the location and found that the coordinates led to a house in a neighborhood close by. At first, I figured we should just call the cops and let them handle it, but they didn't even seem like they had cared about the situation before. We decided that we would come back to the house later that night and handle the situation ourselves. I wanted revenge, and we knew that we were the only ones who could get it. We went through a few different scenarios of what we could do. Finally, we decided on a plan. We would mask up and set the house on fire. We were all a little hesitant and scared, but we agreed that we had to do it. So, later that night, I waited for my parents to fall asleep. Then I snuck out of the house while wearing a mask and hood. I then met my friends at the nearby park. Then the three of us started walking toward the house with our supplies. We had all brought gasoline and other products to make sure that the house would burn. We didn't talk to each other much as we walked towards the house. We were all too nervous. We all knew that what we were doing was something dangerous, but it felt good to take matters into our own hands. When we got to the house, we got even more quiet. We slowly snuck towards it and began pouring the gasoline. Once we were done, there was only one thing left to do. Instantly, the house burst into flames. We all ran away as fast as we could before anyone could spot us. Then we each headed to our separate houses. When I got home, I snuck inside and went to my bedroom. My parents were still asleep. They had no idea what I had just done. I climbed into bed and tried to sleep it off, but my heart wouldn't stop pounding, and my anxiety was too high. I heard sirens drive by a few minutes later. I tried to ignore them and just focus on falling asleep. By the time the morning came, I was still awake. I had just laid in bed all night, scared that someone was going to come knocking at the door, but no one ever came. We had gotten away with it. I got out of bed and started getting ready for school like any other day. Then I checked the news. There was footage of the fire on TV. Apparently, the house had burned down almost completely, killing a family of five that was inside. I went to school after that and saw my friends there. We all acted like nothing happened. None of us said a word about the night before. We just tried to put it behind us. But every night since, I couldn't fall asleep. I couldn't stop thinking about the footage of the fire that I had seen on TV and the family that had been inside. Months later, my friends and I were arrested for starting the fire. The cops had found security footage of us outside the house, and they were able to get the IP addresses of anyone that had searched the home's address on Google. We were all charged with arson and murder and sentenced to prison. What made it all the worse was that I found out that it wasn't even the people that robbed me. We had tracked down the iPhone to the wrong location. As I went through everything involved with the trial and sentencing, I couldn't help but think about how it had all been over an iPhone. All of that for just a phone. This story was inspired by a horrific incident regarding a 20-year-old Colorado male named Kevin Bui, who faces up to 60 years in prison for taking out an innocent family of five by setting fire to the wrong home in a barbaric ravine in a Denver neighborhood in August 2020. After using the Find My iPhone app to track his stolen phone to a general area, Bui, who was 16 at the time, was portrayed by the prosecutor as the ringleader of the three friends who plotted the inferno that incinerated the Senegalese family, which were all tragically taken away in the blaze. Three other people broke bones while escaping by jumping from the second floor of the home in the middle of the night. Surveillance video has captured Bui and his two friends wearing full face masks and dark hoodies when they set the fire to the home. Police fingered the trio as suspects after obtaining a search warrant and obtaining their IP address that had searched the home's address within 15 days of the fire. The suspects were arrested about 5 months after the blaze. All three were sentenced accordingly.
My family exclusively uses Apple products. Each of us owns a Mac and an iPhone, and most of us adults also have an Apple Watch. It all just runs better and works together more cohesively than any cobbled together Android crap. And not to mention, every single Apple product looks nicer than the competitor. We upgrade most of our products about every other year to make sure we always have the latest and greatest. Then we wipe our data from our old ones and sell them on eBay or Facebook Marketplace. A few months ago, my sister got the newest iPhone and wanted to sell her old one. Whenever we meet up with strangers, we always go together to make sure everyone stays safe. So I asked her to keep me updated with the details. There was a guy named Harvey who saw her ad on Facebook Marketplace and wanted to buy. They worked out the price and decided on a time and place to meet up that weekend. As usual, my sister made them meet us at a public place. This time it was in the parking lot in front of Medieval Times. However, I was concerned about the time. The buyer said they couldn't get out of work to meet us until 10 p.m., which was much later than any of us had ever met up to sell something. I found this a little sketchy, of course, but my mother said it shouldn't be a big deal, and ended up coming with us for an extra layer of protection. Medieval Times was a 30-minute drive from our house. When we arrived, the buyer was already there. Him and another man were standing in front of a car, but we couldn't tell if there was anyone else inside it. They had parked farther from the entrance than my sister told them to, and it was 10:30, so the parking lot was emptying quickly as people were going home from Medieval Times. There were already several things wrong with the situation, but my sister still wanted to go through with it. She said it would only take a few minutes. My mother got out of the car with her while I stayed in the driver's seat with the car running. I rolled my window down to hear their conversation. If I hadn't been sketched out by that Harvey guy enough already, the way he acted alarmed me even more. He kept his hands in his pockets and constantly looked around like he was afraid of anyone being near us. The other guy stayed by the car, looking past my mother and sister and straight at me. I knew these guys were bad news, but I tried not to let it be too obvious that I was freaked out. If I could just follow my mother and sister's lead, everything would go smoothly, and we could all go home safely. All I had to do was listen in, and only get involved if I thought something was going wrong.
Come on, where's the phone? Don't keep me waiting.
I have it right here. Did you send me the money yet?
All right, how much?
What do you mean? We agreed on 200.
No, we didn't! You said 50, bitch!
What the hell is your problem?
You made me drive all the way out here and now you're trying to scam me? Give me the damn iPhone! Now!
Then, out of nowhere, the buyer ripped the phone out of my sister's hands and ran into his vehicle. My mother then chased the man and jumped into the passenger side window, desperately trying to retrieve the iPhone back. That's when the driver of the car started driving in circles and drifting, trying to shake my mother off. But then, I heard the most horrific sound ever. I then ran after their car as they drove away, but it quickly became hopeless. I rushed to my mother's aid and did what I could to help stop the bleeding, but she passed out a few moments later. Onlookers in the parking lot called 911, but I knew we couldn't wait for an ambulance. My sister and I put my mother in the car and drove to the hospital faster than I've ever driven. We arrived at the emergency room just a few minutes after she was attacked.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
But when I took my mother out of the car to get her help, I could tell that the situation was dire, if there was any chance at all. Unfortunately, not long after she was taken in by the doctors, they pronounced her dead. She had lost too much blood too fast. Her heart had already stopped before we even got there. My sister and I buried her at the age of 42. It's been months since then, but I don't think this is a wound that can be healed by time. I think about her every day. I can't get the image of her life leaving her body out of my head. When I think about what she died for, it only makes it all seem even more cruel. They killed her over a stupid phone. I'm sure it was their plan to rob us from the start. But I can't believe anyone would do something like that over a couple $100s. Her killer has been arrested and goes to trial soon. But even that comes with the idea that the phone she died for is now sitting in an evidence locker somewhere. Every single iPhone I see now is just a stark reminder of what happened. I don't know how I'll ever be able to move on when I see one everywhere I go. This story was inspired by a horrific incident regarding a 24-year-old man who was convicted in the slaying of a woman during an iPhone robbery outside of medieval times. Lonsdale Hunter received an automatic life sentence without the possibility of parole after he was convicted for taking out 42-year-old Martha Turan. After he was sentenced, the state district judge told Hunter that if anyone asked her what his name was, she would spell out E-V-I-L. The slaying happened in front of her adult children. In a frantic 911 call, the victim's daughter, Vivian, told the operator that the mother was taken out over a damn iPhone. Vivian testified during the trial that she agreed to meet the buyers, including Hunter, at medieval times. After arranging the sale of the iPhone 7 on the OfferUp app, she regularly met buyers in public places because she felt safer that way. Her brother and mother went to medieval times with her. Prosecutors portrayed Hunter as the mastermind behind the fatal robbery. In the weeks before the slaying, Hunter used a different name to set up an old account with OfferUp. Cell phone records and Facebook records show that he was the one who opened the account, and Hunter had also messaged friends about being ready to quote-unquote bleed this block for street money. According to court testimony, Hunter, along with Javon Jamal Bush, was also charged as he was the getaway driver.
Throughout the year, I would FaceTime my daughters and granddaughters since I lived far away from them. I lived alone and have been pretty lonely since my daughters moved out with their respective families. But during the summer, my daughters would leave their kids with me for a few weeks, just so they can do their own things with their respective husbands. I didn't mind it since I really enjoyed spending quality time with the girls. Plus, it kept me good company rather than being alone all the time. For the sake of the story, I want to keep the names of my grandkids anonymous, so we'll call the older one the bottom bunker and the younger one the top bunker. For context, the girls would sleep on a bunk bed in my guest room, which is why I'll refer to them as such. Over the years, they started not getting along and would fight over everything. They don't play like they used to anymore either. They're more interested in my iPhone since their parents didn't buy them one. I would let them both share it when I wasn't busy making a call or whatever. I barely used it unless I was FaceTiming my daughters or grandkids, so seeing as they were already here, I let them use it for most of the day. My grandkids would do a million things with it, like play games and use the internet. Unfortunately, they weren't good with sharing it. The other night, I was trying to fall asleep when I heard bickering down the hallway. It sounded like they were going at it pretty hard as usual. That's when I got up out of the bed and went down the hall to their room. I listened to what they were saying for a few moments just to confirm what I already knew before I opened the door and caught them. Just as I suspected, they were tussling over the iPhone. I then cussed the pair off and tried talking some sense into them.
Knock it off! I'm tired of hearing you two pissing and moaning and having a damn menstrual cycle about the damn iPhone! My goodness, I can't take these Apple products! If I gotta get up and tell you both to get it together one more time, you can kiss it goodbye and play with some real apples! Now go to sleep! It's late!
That threat seemed to work, so I went back to bed. Things were quiet after that. I thought I had put an end to the situation. I had imagined that they had managed to work it out in angry whispers, or the one who didn't get what they wanted had gone to sleep early so they could snatch it in the morning before the other one woke up. I fell asleep expecting to see them quietly bickering with each other in the morning, but I could have never expected what had happened that night. The next morning, I woke up to check on the girls. When I got to the room, the bottom bunker was sitting up in her bed texting on the iPhone. I told her to get ready for breakfast, and then she got up to use the bathroom. I called up to the top bunker, but she didn't answer. I yelled a few more times and threatened her not to sleep in all day, but nothing I said made her respond. Finally, I got fed up and went up the ladder a few steps to shake her awake. I shook her and shook her, but she wasn't moving. I rolled her over and took the blanket off of her to shake her up some more. But as I was shaking her, I remember seeing the most disturbing thing ever. I remember seeing her eyes shift open with her pupils rolled to the back of her head. I barged in on the bottom bunker and ripped the iPhone out of her hands to call 911. While the police were on their way, I thought to check the nanny cam that has been in their room since they were little. When I saw it, the video was horrifying. What my grandchild did to her own cousin was disturbing as hell. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. After they had gone to bed, she took her pillow and climbed up the ladder, sneaking up on her younger cousin to make sure it looked like she was asleep.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Then she climbed back down and immediately got on the iPhone after getting back in bed. While the lifeless body was just inches above her, I was devastated. And so were my daughters. None of us could have ever expected anything like this to occur. Even the police were in disbelief. They took my first grandchild away, and now they want to charge her as an adult for the disturbing slaying. Nothing like this should have ever happened to my family, especially over something as senseless as an iPhone. This story was inspired by a disturbing incident regarding a female victim who was allegedly suffocated by her cousin after the pair got into a dispute over an iPhone while at their grandmother's house. The unidentified culprit allegedly used the bedding to suffocate her cousin before cleaning up and repositioning her body. Police have obtained a video of the act, which they say shows the culprit committing the act while the victim was sleeping in the top bunk. Police say the victim and the culprit were staying with their grandmother for the summer, and the tragedy occurred after the pair were arguing over the iPhone. The suspect was charged with the slaying along with tampering with evidence. A GoFundMe page and funeral was since held for the victim.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.